All right, everybody, this is Chase March. Daddy J and I are here at the CNE with three members of the Manhattans. How's it going, guys?
Fine.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Awesome. We got Al Pizzat. He's the bass vocalist.
Right.
We have Lee Williams, the lead singer.
Yes.
And we have Charles Hardy, second tenor.
Yeah.
Welcome to the CNE, fellas. It's nice to be able to talk to you. Motown night here at the X.
Right.
So it's really cool to see. What do you think is the appeal of Motown music still, like, 40 years after its original run?
Well, it's very popular, you know. And during that time in the heyday, people were singing and they were playing things that, sending out messages that people could relate to. You know what I'm saying? Love songs, ballads, and it was, and we still carry that on. I know as far as the Manhattans are concerned, the Manhattans are known for ballads, for love songs. And every time we perform, the audience can really sing the songs right with us, you know? And we have young people as well as older people, you know? It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing to see, because the first song the Manhattans came out with was in 1964. And now here we are in 2011, and Manhattans are still doing their thing.
That's right. That's right.
But not a lot of groups survive that kind of years or have that kind of longevity.
Yeah.
And that's another interesting question that I'd like to ask you, because quite often when groups change members nowadays, they'll get a new name. How hard is it to maintain the Manhattans with a different musician?
I'm not an original myself. Now I've been with the group 20 years. Yeah, you know.
Wow.
And but they always try to get people that could portray or sing the songs or do it in the way that the Manhattans have always done it before, you know. And so we could always carry on a legacy. It would always be able to continue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, this is what we're doing. And we are trying to, in the process now, trying to go back in the studio to come out with something new, still yet that will attract the attention of the younger generation, but still have the flavor and maintain the flavor of the Manhattans, the original Manhattans.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you're trying to get in the studio and do some more stuff.
Right. You always have to try to keep going.
Yeah, because I was also going to ask, I mean, you're playing the same songs all the time, and for you, for 20 years now, does that get boring? And how do you keep that fresh?
Well, you know, the people keep it fresh with you, because once you get out there and start singing, and people start singing it with you, and you see the reaction out of the crowd, the music is never dead.
Yeah. Every audience is different. You see, that's the thing. Now, just like Al was saying, you have younger kids that are coming up that has heard their parents play our song, then their parents has played our song. You see, so it's just trickling down from generation to generation, you know, but these younger kids are adapting to the older sound more so. Even though hip-hop is there, you see, you still have where love songs will never die. They will never, ever die. It always gonna be like that, because after you be partying, after you dance all night long, you're going to want to hear a slow song somewhere. You see what I'm saying? So hopefully it's one of the Manhattan songs, you know. But, yeah, definitely the audience, you got a variety, you know. And that's the key, to keep it fresh that way, that the younger ones get used to what's happening right now, you know, with us, you know, with the Manhattans. And maybe they'll carry it on down to their children. And, you know, just like Al was saying, with the legacy, it just continue, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah, one other thing is that hip-hop makes use of a lot of Motown samples and some of the older things. They're taking pieces of that. How do you guys feel about that, about hip-hop sampling, and have you been sampled?
Well, I tell you, sampling is, they keep showing that the songs that is happened during their 60s and the 70s and 80s are the songs that people relate to. They have those moments they can sit down and make peace with their wives, their loved ones, and so forth. And so they play those songs that is there. But I think that having samplers that keeps the songs out there as well, see, and so forth, you know. So, but it's cool. A lot of people say, oh, they're sampling, oh, they're sampling song. Hey, it's good. Long sampling, long as we get our digits from it, you know, that's what counts, and so forth, you know. But it's good that right now we are doing the studio. We have new songs that we're getting ready to come out, and, you know, and trying to sometime, I guess, in September, something like that, you know. But the public, the young, it never goes away, because most of the young was conceived by the song, the love song of the Manhattan, Kiss and Say Goodbye, Shining Star, you know, Would You Be Mine, and all this stuff. They are the one they be singing. Hey, honey, you are my shining star. Hey, I said, okay, there you go, we're still here. You know, through the young Joe, yeah, I know, and they think it's a new song. See, that's what they think is a new song.
You know what, yeah. What you're saying? You know, it's really true, man. And that sampling does help keep the music alive.
That's right.
People hear it, although they may just hear a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of it, you know. They might hear just a little bit of it in someone else's song. Still
right.
Yet, they know, hey, you know, I've heard this before, it comes back.
That's right.
Because, I mean, you could go... I can get in the elevator some places, and you hear what in the music hall, you know, you hear Shining Star, you go in the grocery store.
That's right.
You hear it in the, yeah, no, it's, you know,
oh, so
it's alive.
I was singing it on the way here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
It's still alive. Mm-hmm. It's still going.
Only you.
I know certain times I've been in the grocery store, the elevator, I'm like, I know this.
Right.
And then
right. There's
no rapping on it, and I was like, oh, this is the original.
Right.
You know,
right.
So sometimes I discover, and it's really interesting when you discover that, and you're like, wow, they took that, and like, that's kind of,
right.
I know it's like in honor, because like, we have to respect the past and that great musicianship that we're able to draw from for hip-hop culture.
But all of that is what keeps us alive.
That's right.
All that's what keeps us going, to keep the demand there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
And the demand's pretty amazing, too, because normally everyone we talk to for Dope FM here is, you know, an up-and-coming artist,
right.
Or they're a rapper, but they have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask, do you have day jobs, or is music it for you guys?
This is what we do.
This is what we do now. I retired 12
right.
years ago. He retired.
I'm retired.
Right.
He retired, you know. Yeah.
So this is it. This is what we do.
How often are you playing shows then?
It varies, you know, like we say, this is our full-time job, and it's not a thing where you're punching the clock, okay, I have a job right here every week, you know, and we have to go according to the money, the finance, you know, everything. So, but many times it might be 5 times out of a month, 6 times, and it might be twice, might be, you know.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. You
got
how the money comes.
Right. And we do a lot of casinos, you know, so that's where the money's at.
The economy, you know, the way that the economy is now and stuff like that, you know, it's not as fruitful as it was back in the 70s, 80s, like that, you know, so you're going, I mean, you know, people will pay to come see you if it's not a necessity. You see, but there's always priority, which is family, you understand?
Right.
And
yes.
Things that you have to put into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming to a show is all great, but if you had to choose from paying your rent or coming to a show, what would you do? You see, so priorities fit in there too. So, you know, we just happy that the people continue to come out and support us, just like they do the spinners and the stylistics. And, you know, I could just go on with different, you know, people's names and stuff, you know. But it is something when you look out there and you see the masses that still come to support you, you know. But yet there's not an agenda on the radio station that they can put us into. See, it's either we're too old, they call it oldie but goodies, you know, or we're not with what's going on with the time. Because people always want to hear what we did before. You see? So you're between the catch 22, you know?
We really don't want to be just categorized as an oldie but goodie group.
Mm-hmm.
And you find something, you look at his son has a recording studio in England, New Jersey. But he's up there, and I think they're in their 80 years old. And he's coming out with a new record very soon, a new hit record. They advertised it and promoted it already. And he refuses to let them put him in the oldie but goodie category.
Wow.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
That's what I'm speaking of.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett, and you won't find him in an oldie but goodie.
That's right.
Tony Bennett is definitely older than anyone.
Yeah. Well, we do show
and
with Tony.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's coming out with a new record soon.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
So we shouldn't lay down ourselves, you know. It's time to get to keep the Manhattan. This is the name of the Manhattan. It's a stature, just like the city. And so forth, you know, when they, Sonny Bivens had went over there and they had picked they was in Jersey and looked on the other side and they seen the Manhattan and said, yeah, this is a statue. And so forth. So they took the name. And from that, it's been blossomed out for many years, went on right into the 70s. You know, what, Kiss and Say Goodbye and Shine the Song in the 70s.
Yeah,
right on up the 80s. So, you know, that's the way it goes, you know. We haven't stopped, we haven't laid down, never will. And so far, we go on and on and on. Once we finish, someone is coming in. So the generation, you know, families and stuff like that.
As you keep going,
that's right.
Well, your lead singer even did some hip-hop. What's his name, Gerald Alston?
Alston, yeah.
He appeared on a Wu-Tang record.
Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang Clan in 2007.
So
you guys are still putting in work wherever you are. So that's pretty interesting to see too.
But he's from the arts. I'm the lead singer.
But yes. You've had a couple leads over the years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, literally. You know, so anyway, that's good. He's a great singer. You know, we can't put him down. Listen, he's made with the Manhattans today. It's what's happened to today. Joel Austin was there. See, I was supposed to have been there before, but I had my group Lee Williams and the Cymbals and so forth. And they came and they wanted a sound like I had, so they picked Joel Austin. Joel Austin was a great choice. So, you know.
I think the most recent album you put out was in 94, Manhattans Now.
Yes, Now. Right.
So you guys have been active since 64, put out something in 94, and now something new coming out in 2011.
That's right.
Hopefully, yeah. We're in the studio working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Right.
So, so we wanted to be able to come out and surprise the people. You know, the followers that we have want to surprise them with what's going on, you know. So, just definitely can't say what it is or what's happening with us, but it will be happening.
So, are any of you involved in side projects, or is the Manhattans just about it? That's what you do.
Side projects?
Yes. Are you still creating music, doing some maybe solo stuff, or in another group, or is it just Manhattans for you guys?
Yeah, well, he's the musical director for the Cotton Club Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the trumpet player.
You play the trumpet?
Yeah.
For an orchestra?
Well, we have an orchestra called Bizarre Brothers Orchestra. But also, we have an orchestra at the Cotton Club in New York City. I'm the band leader there.
Yeah, the famous Cotton Club, you know. So he's the music director, plus his brother, Eddie Pizarro.
Yeah, my brother is in the Southeast Coast Jazz Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's playing saxophone with us tonight.
I'm an elementary school teacher, and I started playing in bands in grade 7. And the thing that's kind of disturbing now is a lot of schools don't have instruments anymore. And some of them that do, you have to pay in order to be able to use them so they can maintain them. So how do you guys feel about high school music programs?
I mean,
he's a teacher.
Yeah,
I've taught for 28 years. But like, it's definitely a really thing. Actually, from the elementary schools, you know, I think they should have programs in there because there's a lot of talent there that can really be developed, you know. Unfortunately, as you said, they have cut out a lot of the funding for many of the programs. So many programs like that just aren't being developed, you know. So a lot of talent is not being tapped, you know. But I definitely feel as though it's a worthy thing.
Right.
And it's bad that they cut it out.
Yeah, it's like my daughter. Yeah, she's a saxophone player. A baritone and alto sax. Now, you know, to keep it up, her in to doing the talent and gifted at school and so forth, it's hard to say, hey, listen, how do we keep the kids in there to be able to do this? How do we get the parents behind it to keep the teachers in the school? How do we talk to the governors and all this stuff about having them to bring it back, see? And I think as long as we keep feeding our children or other kids that to go to school or to push them, then I think sooner or later it will come back. You know, they would get a budget some kind of way, you know.
I hope so.
You know, really. And so forth. This is, but it's a tough thing. It's a tough. Yeah. It's a great art.
Yeah, I think the arts are very important.
Like,
I've been working in some schools and they didn't have choirs, so I made sure I started one in every school I went to. I ended up starting a choir and, you know, and trying to get them excited about music, and the response was amazing. Like, kids, I think kids need music. I think we all need it.
Yes.
And I think too many people these days are just passive listeners and not active participants in the music.
Right.
And exactly. I think it's great for us to foster that kind of thing in the kids.
Right, it does so much for people, you know. It's, I think it can help cure so many things. You know, there's so many intangibles. You hear that the music calms the savage beast. You know, music can help keep you at a certain level. It's certain things with music is just important. It keeps you level-headed. It keeps you down the head.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. This is amazing. We're talking with the Manhattans, some legends in Motown here, doing their thing since the 60s. So it's been really cool talking to you guys, and so looking forward to seeing you on stage tonight.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you having us here, and we can guarantee the people that do listen to this that if they come out tonight, they will hear vintage Manhattans, and you hear songs that the Manhattans have been known for. You hear many good ballads, love songs, and songs that the people will be able to sing to. They're still singing to us. So, you know, we hope you come out and enjoy the show.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you now because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
We should let the listeners know that it's easy to find your music. You can find it on iTunes. You have some best of compilations. I was looking online and I was listening to your best of on the ride here. I think it's actually your number one hit, Kiss and Say Goodbye. I think best of is subtitled that. You've got a couple other albums that hopefully people are listening to this, because I know Daddy J is going to spin some of your tracks right after this. People listening to that, if they like what they hear, they should find your music and support.
You can go on CD Baby, you can find it that way. You know, you can go to our website, which is on www.themanhattans.net. you can Google in the Manhattans, you know, and it'll go right there. To that page. As always, now being that it's technology, the way the technology is now, it is so easy to find anything that you really want to on the internet.
Definitely. Yeah, I didn't ask that question. Maybe I should. Are any of you on social media? Like, can we find you on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on it. It's under my name, Charles Hardy. You know, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter. You can Google it in, you know, like I said, from our website or anything like that. You know, our email, which is hdancetoalovesong1@aol.com. You can go there. There's more ways than one, you know, to reach out for us and stuff and everything, you know, so.
All right, so Daddy J and Chase March here with the Manhattans. We're going to be checking them out on stage. Daddy J is going to spin some of your songs. We'll be back.
When I hold my baby ever so tight.